WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Thousands of demonstrators take to the streets in Virginia for the third No Kings protests since Donald Trump began his second term. Virginia Republicans say Trump's war on Iran is worth the increase in gas prices, and they propose a suspension of the state's gas tax. And Governor Spanberger is considering legislation that would protect workers against heat stress. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, March 30th. Protesters took to the streets for No Kings rallies in cities across the U.S. on Saturday, with demonstrators energized by issues including the Trump administration's immigration enforcement tactics and the war in Iran. It included hundreds of demonstrators who gathered along Route 29 in Charlottesville. WMRA's Angelie Schindler was there.
Along one of Charlottesville's busiest corridors, hundreds of people lined both sides of Route 29 near Stonefield, waving signs, dancing, and calling out to passing drivers, some of whom honked in support. The rally, organized by Indivisible Charlottesville, was part of coordinated protests across all 50 states, pushing back against what they describe as overreach by President Trump. While much of the atmosphere was energetic, there were also points of friction. Costco says it was towing vehicles belonging to protesters parked in its lot. Many who attended said they came because they feel something is shifting, and not for the better.
What I see are people who are trying their best to stand up for democracy because they see that the safeguards that should be in place are failing. And I think we're all stunned and shocked at what's happening in our country.
Protesters pointed to a range of concerns, from U.S. foreign policy to economic pressures and political decisions they say are affecting everyday life. That concern spans generations. For younger attendees, those concerns are already shaping their futures. Mackenzie Whitley is 22 and lives in Scottsville.
We the people are upset and angry. The way things are in this country right now cannot continue.
Whitley had been planning to pursue graduate school in astrophysics, but recent cuts to research funding have changed that.
What I spent the past 4 or 5 years doing with my life is now no longer an option, so I'm having to pivot and figure out what comes next.
Others said global conflicts and rising costs are shaping how they think about the future. John Wharton, a Charlottesville resident, said even small decisions feel different now.
I'm ashamed to say it, but we went and bought some survivalist food. I hate having to think that way.
The protest blended frustration with moments of energy and creativity. Music, chanting, and even handmade displays lining the roadside. Still, many said the goal wasn't just to express anger, but to hold on to a sense of collective power.
And that people, they want to be citizens, not subjects.
And for those along Route 29, that meant making their presence impossible to ignore. For WMRA News, I'm Angelie Schindler.
WMRA's Meredith McCool reports from the rally in Stanton.
Taking it to the streets, everybody now, taking it to us.
The event began where the previous two No Kings rallies had taken place, the Augusta County Courthouse in downtown Stanton. Demonstrators then marched down Central Avenue to assemble in front of the bandstand at Gypsy Hill Park. By the time the parade marched into the park, more than 100 people had joined. More demonstrators were already assembling in front of the park's bandstand, amassing to a crowd of more than 1,500. Along the route, I asked Mark Andrus with the nonviolent organizing group Indivisible.
If Indivisible had one thing that they would hope would change in the administration as a result of this action, what would that be?
That is a hard one because there's so many affronts. But right now, I think voting, the idea of voter suppression is so serious because everything else kind of hinges on that. If people are prevented from voting for all these reasons, the so-called save, then, you know, we don't have the leverage. You know, we can't hold them accountable. I would say voter freedom, voter rights would be my answer.
Under a banner reading vote yes to stop the MAGA steal, former Stanton Mayor Carolyn Dull shared a similar message.
We've got an important thing to talk about. And that person out there has got the sign. It says vote yes.
No! No!
So
no!
We really have to understand that this is not about Virginia as much as it is about saving our democracy.
In the crowd, Josh Rubenstein disagreed with the proposed constitutional amendment to redraw Virginia's congressional districts to counter Republican gerrymandering in other states.
A long time to have competitive districts, and we know it's changed the state. It's made it a swing state by having competitive districts. We fought a long time to make that possible, and now we're going to give it away because we're letting them dictate to us how we should be, that we should be partisan.
I asked Samantha Hughes, chair of the Augusta County Democratic Committee, how she responds when people are concerned about the redistricting amendment on the April 21st ballot.
We know there are some wonky districts in Virginia right now. This is a chance in Virginia where it is going to the voters. This is not something that's being pushed on us. We have a chance to speak. It is a temporary measure that is directly in response to what Trump is doing.
Early voting continues through April 18th, with Election Day on April 21st. For WMRA News, I'm Meredith McCool.
No Kings protesters also gathered in other places around Virginia Saturday, including hundreds that rallied in Harrisonburg. The price of a regular gallon of gas now averages around $3.80 or $3.90. That's according to the website Gas Buddy. That is more than a 30% increase since President Trump launched his war against Iran more than a month ago. Virginia Republicans said Friday the war is worth the increase in gas prices, and they're proposing a suspension of the state's gas tax. Radio IQ's Brad Kuttner reports.
Virginia Republicans defended President Donald Trump's war with Iran and its impact on gas prices in a news conference Friday.
Stopping Iran from getting nuclear capability, yes. Do I think it's worth taking them off the map as a terrorist sponsor of terrorism? Yes.
That's Virginia Republican House Minority Leader Terry Kilgore. While other Republican elected officials said international conflicts are outside their state legislative purview, they believed, like White House officials have suggested, the short-term pain is worth the long-term gain.
We know this is going to be very temporary.
The solution to the problem, they contend, is a suspension of the gas tax. The state share is about 32 cents a gallon, and the money funds road improvements. Hanover County Republican delegate Scott Wyatt said the state's rainy day fund could cover the hundreds of millions of dollars it would cost the Commonwealth.
Until the strait is open, we know it's going to be temporary until they get it open, and it may be 30 days, it may be 60 days, but revenues are there.
And while a short-term price reduction sounds nice, Megan Davis with the left-leaning Commonwealth Institute said tax holidays don't usually benefit those who need it most.
Over half of the benefits would have not flown to Virginia families, but instead to the oil industry and out-of-state consumers.
Governor Abigail Spanberger, meanwhile, again placed the blame for rising gas prices on Trump's war, saying in a statement she is, quote, working to create long-term solutions to address rising costs. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Finally today, Governor Abigail Spanberger is considering legislation that would protect workers against heat stress. Also with Radio IQ, Michael Pope reports.
We have an opportunity here to create the first ever heat stress protections for workers. So this is a big deal. So I'm going to move this conference committee report and ask the House to adopt it.
Shall the conference report be agreed to?
That was Delegate Phil Hernandez in a moment advocates have been hoping would happen for years, a bill that calls on the Safety and Health Codes Board to adopt regulations to guard against heat stress. When the bill passed, the House broke into a round of applause. Manuel Gago Silcox is director of the Workers Justice Program at the Legal Aid Justice Center.
More and more people are going to the ER because they don't have the trainings, or the employees don't provide the protection, so like water, cold water, or place to rest. So these precautions that we want to be enforceable will be saving hundreds of people's lives.
The original version of the bill included a private right to action, allowing workers to sue if their employers violated the new rules on heat stress. That part was taken out to get the votes to pass the bill. Here's Charlotte Brody at the Blue-Green Alliance.
I would have preferred if the private action stayed, but in lieu of that, what we need to do is to create a strong rule and do a whole lot of education so people know that they're protected and what they can do to make sure those protections are in place.
If the governor signs the bill, the new rules on heat stress will go into place in 2028. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Monday.